If some of history's greatest artists could go back in time and redo their work, would they? Would Michelangelo maybe use different colors in the Sistine Chapel, or would Beethoven change a couple notes in the Fifth Symphony? My next guest has spent the last 20 years agonizing over her masterpiece. Karen Hall released her debut novel, Dark Debts, in 1996. It told the story of a Georgia family tormented by the devil, and it was an instant success. Most best-selling authors would move on, applaud their own success, and start on the next book. Karen Hall did not do that. She says she couldn't. Dark Debts has continued to capture her imagination all these years later, and now the story is getting a new life. Dark Debts has been re-released with some major plot changes and a new ending. Karen Hall joins us this morning from the studios of WCQS in Asheville, North Carolina. Karen, it's a pleasure.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, I mean, the first question everyone must ask you is what was it about the original version of the novel that you couldn't let go of?
There were several things, and one was just the protagonist was not done with me. So whenever I'd try to write something else, I just kept hearing his voice. But pragmatically, I just knew that I had become a better writer, and I wanted to make the book better. And there was also the fact that when I wrote the book, I had converted to Catholicism not long before the book came out. And so my take on it was really simplistic. And as I learned more and knew that more, I felt bad about it. And I wanted to be able to go back and, you know, I can't do it justice in terms of how complicated it is, but I wanted to be able to show a broader view.
You also took, in the new version, it's a little less gory. You took out a particular killing spree. I'm trying to be very careful and not give anything away, okay, either about the original version or the new version. But you did choose to take out some fairly violent scenes. Why?
You know, I took out the really gory scene because I just didn't feel like I needed it. And I guess the first time around I thought I did. But it just seemed to me that what was going on really had more to do with the main characters and what was going on inside them. And also I had had some complaints from people who didn't like the fact that one of the protagonists basically got away with murder, you know, by saying the devil did it. And I didn't know how I felt about that, so I thought since I didn't need it, I would just take it out.
Okay, so your sister is a novelist as well. She's published,
yes,
11 books.
I think so.
I
stopped counting at some point.
So. I went in and counted for you.
Okay,
Karen.
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Come to Thanksgiving dinner at my house.
I'm not a bad mediator if there's arguments, but you spent 25
no.
years, which is a quarter of a century, on this one novel. Is this something that you talk about with your sister?
Not really. I talked to her about it a lot when I wrote it the first time, and I talked to her about it so much that she finally wouldn't talk to me about it anymore.
And, really?
And yeah, she said, shut up and write the thing. So that actually was the best advice anybody ever gave me. So I shut up and wrote it.
So your sister is Barbara Hall.
Yes.
And she is not just a novelist, but she, like you, is also a writer for TV. And I found it interesting, and please do tell me if this is not accurate. But from what I understand, when you were quite young, you were kind of, sort of, in a way, discovered by Alan Alda?
I was in college, and I took a summer school class and went out to California, and we met with various people, and he was one of the people that we met with. And I remember I told him that I was missing a premiere of a play I had written that my community theater was doing so that I could go out there to meet him. And so he asked me to send him the play, so I did. And then he actually called me at my sorority house, which was interesting because nobody believed that it was really him. And I think the person who answered said, yeah, and I'm Robert Redford. But he called me and said that he really liked it and he'd like me to keep sending him what I wrote. So I did. And then at a certain point, he said, I've talked to my agents and they say you really have to live out here if you want to do this. And so I picked up and moved. And then after I had been out there doing typing and filing stuff for 11 months, he called me and said that MASH was looking to hire a new staff writer and he wanted them to hire a woman. So he got me an interview and I got the job.
And I wonder what you think that changed, how that helped your evolution as a writer, to have one of your first professional jobs as a writer be MASH?
It was overwhelming. And in fact, when my agent called to tell me they wanted to interview me for the job, I tried to turn it down. Because
why?
I said, it's MASH, you know, they'll fire me in 6 weeks because I can't do that. And so he said, well, if they fire you in 6 weeks, you'll live off of it forever. So he made me take the job, and I ended up staying there till the end of the show.
And you've written for all kinds of other TV shows, Hill Street Blues, Moonlighting, Roseanne. You've written episodes for Judging Amy and The Good Wife. Does writing TV shows help you or hurt you when it comes time to sit down and write a novel?
I feel like it helps me. There are things that it helped and things that it didn't. It was interesting to me to not have people giving me notes, because I'm so used to that. I'm used to writing, you know, with restrictions and with trying to match what somebody needs, because it's a commercial art. And so is writing a book, but it wasn't so much like that. And my editor would give me notes, and if I didn't like his idea, he would say, okay, it's your book. And that never happens in television. So I liked the freedom of it. But I kind of, especially when I was writing this current edition, I didn't like the
current edition of Dark Debts.
Right. And I didn't like the fact that the only limits I really had were the limits of my own ability. And that's something that, you know, I don't want to spend every day of my life bumping up against. You know, this time I knew that this would be it. I'm not going to rewrite it again in 20 years. And so, you know, it could only be as good as I could make it. And that was scary.
Okay, so then tell me about when you very first began to write this novel. What would be your first, and until now, only novel? Why this subject matter? And I wonder, you were doing so much writing for other things, for other people's storylines. How did you land on this subject?
I had a friend whose mother was convinced that there was a demonic curse on their family, and I thought she had a case that would hold up in court because I knew details about the family. And I just thought that would be an interesting thing to look at. I thought, you know, could you make an intelligent case for that? And that's where I started.
And you ended up with what became a bestseller. What was that like the first time around? Did you feel before it went to the printing press that the book, that you were finished with it, that you were happy with it?
No, actually, because I wrote myself into a corner because I knew that if the book had lasted for a few more days, that my protagonist would have made a different decision. But I had written him as someone who didn't learn fast and wasn't going to turn on a dime. So I was kind of stuck with where he ended up at the end of the book. But what I thought at the time was I'll write a sequel and I'll finish it. And then I tried to write a sequel, and I have a file drawer full of chapter ones for the sequel, but it just never went anywhere. And then when I got a chance to rewrite it, I could do what I wanted to with that character.
So then that begs the question, if now you think you could. I mean, have you exercised your demons, pardon the pun?
With this novel?
Yeah.
I think so. It's not on my mind like it used to be. And I feel pretty good about where I left it.
You changed the whole ending.
I did.
Don't tell us what it is.
I won't tell you the ending, but I'll tell you that part of the reason I changed it, I never quite felt right about it, but the main reason I changed it was because the ending was very internal in the book the first time, and it was in the characters' minds, and you know, I'm always now writing with the idea of this could be a movie, too. So I knew I had to do something to fix the fact that the ending wasn't too internal. So I went back and wrote something that you could film.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Karen Hall. She's the author of the novel Dark Debts. The book came out 20 years ago. It was a bestseller, but Karen has rewritten it and released a new version. Now, you just said that you don't think about the novel now as much as you used to. What has that been like for 20 years? How often did you think about this novel?
Way too often, and it was really distracting because I had other ideas for novels that I wanted to write, and I just could not get that one out of my head.
But what was that like when you sat down to write something else? what would happen?
It's hard to say. It wasn't so much when I sat down. It was just that the character would just pop into my head all the time. And usually when I write a character, by the time I'm finished with the project, I'm done with that character. So, you know, he kept coming back to me, and, you know, I felt kind of haunted by the character.
And so that is not happening anymore?
No.
Have you sat down to write since
then? Well, I'm writing a lot of things right now, but they're all television and movies. So I am too busy right now to think about writing another novel. But I think when I do sit down to do it again, my head will be clear.
Because it sounds like you already feel like it's clearer.
I do.
Do you feel as though the next book might be your sequel at last, or are you going to move on?
Oh, no. I'm not going to write a sequel. I'm done with these people. So I'm going to move on and write something else.
So before you're done with them, let me ask you a little bit about the extra research you did for this book in particular. Because as I understand it, you came to Georgia and spent quite a bit of time here.
I actually bought a house here. I bought a farm in Polk County near Rome, and I always, while I'm writing for television, I always try to have a place that is somewhere else in what I think of as normal territory, because LA is just its own thing, and especially in the Southeast, because that's where I came from and that's what I love. And I set the book in Atlanta because I'd never been to Atlanta, and I knew I'd have to go to the place where I set the book, and I wanted to go to Atlanta. So I ended up falling in love with it and buying a farm, which I had for many years.
And you spent some time with some death row inmates. Why?
I did. Well, the person who gave me the idea, whose mother gave me the idea for the book, had a brother who had been executed. And I wanted to make sure the character was more a composite character. And so I wanted to meet other families of people with relatives on death row. And so that's what I did. And I spent time talking to the person, because I also had to be able to understand to write the criminal.
And can you tell me what that conversation was like with the publisher? Because I understand it. The publisher came to you and said, hey, let's reissue this book.
Well, my publisher is John Karp, who published the first edition at Random House, and then this edition is at Simon & Schuster. And he had mentioned to me somewhere in the last 20 years that he had always wanted to take a book that a writer had written and let them go back and rewrite it many years later to see how it would change. And when he said that, it stuck in my mind, and I didn't think, let's do my book, but I thought that was an interesting concept. So I actually had someone was trying to buy the rights to the book to do an audio drama, and it looked like it was going forward. It actually didn't, but I called John and said, this is happening, so you might want to, release the book again. And so we realized that it would be the 20th anniversary, and so I said, you know that thing you said about you would like to have somebody go back and rewrite their book? Could that be me? And he said, yes.
Are you prepared for readers to say they liked the first version better?
I don't have a problem with that. And the thing about a book is I also owned a bookstore until very recently. And the thing about a book is, it's not going to be everybody's cup of tea. Some people are going to prefer the first book, and some people are going to prefer the second. And when I give them out now, I kind of explain to them what the differences are to see which one they want.
And is it now okay for you to talk to your sister Barbara about Dark Debts?
About the book? I don't know. I don't think we really have anything else to say about it. I talk to her mostly about show business and how to survive it.
Oh, so you don't actually need a mediator at Thanksgiving dinner anymore?
No, we don't really.
Okay, so is this going to be the habit, Karen, except for TV work, when you sit down to write stuff, are you going to be a chronic rewriter?
Oh, I am a chronic rewriter. And when
already,
it's television, you know, I rewrite until they wrench it out of my hands because they have to shoot it. Because I'm just a perfectionist and I never stop working on it.
So that might happen with your next novel also?
It might, but I'm going to try to, in this rewrite, I try to not be like that because I just get so bogged down in it.
Well, good luck with your next book. And whenever you can start that, what TV and movie projects are you working on? Can you tell me?
Not really. I'm working on a screenplay that's based on a woman's real-life story, and I'm working on a miniseries that I can tell you that is based on the unsaintly years of St. Ignatius, which were very unsaintly. And then I'm working on a TV project that I can't talk about, but it will be high profile, so you'll see it if it comes to fruition.
Well, she has been nominated for an Emmy 7 times, so she knows what she's doing. Karen Hall just re-released her novel, Dark Debts, New Characters, A New Ending. Karen, thank you so much. And you know what? Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's our show for today. And we wanted, is there something in your life that you've always wanted to go back and do over? Maybe it wasn't a novel. Maybe it was a decorating project or an essay or a conversation. That's common. What would you redo if you could? Call us at 404-500-9457. You can leave a message there. We're also on Twitter at OST Talk, or post to facebook.com/OnSecondThoughtRadio. For today, that is On Second Thought from GPB News. I'm Celeste Headlee. Have a great day.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. Because I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best there's ever been." He played, "Found him out, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun.